You're looking at me.
Am I?
Why?
Forgive me. It's just... You're remarkable. The universe is burning coal, and somehow you managed to survive.
With your help.
You barged in.
Sorry. I survived by accident.
Quite. Around us, worlds are being snuffed out like candles, but still, life goes on somehow. But for how long?
Can't we do something? That's not an answer.
There are so many, many worlds, all of them doomed. But for me to save just one would be a terrible violation of my people's codes.
But haven't you just...
The exception that proves the rule. And look at how that ended. No. I've learned my lesson. I stand here in this mighty ship, and yet my hands are tied, as it were. What's that face for?
I'd like to try.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to save a world from the Time War, even if you can't.
As I've said, I can't interfere.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You can't because of the code of your people, but perhaps I can.
Oh, very good. What you're proposing is impossible, Cole.
Why?
Well, you're welcome to try, I suppose. Who knows what a bit of fresh blood might bring. Now, let's see. Pick one.
What? But these are...
Yeah, all the nearby worlds that are doomed. Pick one.
I can't. How can I possibly...
You just said you wanted to. Come on, have the courage of your conviction.
But to make me pick a world and let all the others die...
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? Pick one.
Tell me about them.
They're all in imminent danger. What more do you need to know?
But, I mean, their people, their culture, what they're like. Just something, anything.
Yeah, you're right. It was a silly idea. Forget about it. Let's move on.
No. Wait, that one. No. That one.
Oh? Well, then. If you're sure... My dear Cole, you're off to save a world.
What that is. It's come from the war.
That might be so. It can't be. What's the god doing here?
It's not gonna be good news.
I'll go get the sheep. Come on, lads! Come away!
My, this is a pleasant spot you've chosen.
Where are we?
Oh, somewhere quite lovely. I do believe there are some natives watching us. Aren't you going to say hello to them?
What? Hello. My name is Cole Jarnish. I have come from the sky, and I mean you no harm.
And I'm Anvar, sir. Have you brought your war here? To our farm?
You know about the war?
Who doesn't? We may be simple farmers, but even we can see the skies are getting darker every night.
Actually, yes. You are in danger. And I've come to save you, to offer my help.
And your friend?
Well, me? Oh, I'm just here for a holiday, not even an observer. This planet, good for growing grapes, yes?
Yes.
I thought so. Do you know, I've always fancied running a vineyard.
What?
A viticulture, a hobby that requires... patience and subtlety, going from a seed to a raw ingredient to a final product of marvellous complexity.
You should ask old Close for his advice, sir. His winery's in the next valley.
Oh, then I shall.
I'll leave you in my associate's capable hands. Treat him with sympathy. He means well.
You're leaving me?
Oh, I'm strictly neutral. Can't interfere on pain of eternal death, remember? So, I'm on holiday. Do good work. Doodle bit.
Was that one of the time gods?
Pay no attention to Garib. He's just worried about his sheep.
But who was that?
I'm not entirely sure. He saved my life. And now I'm going to save your world.
Oh, is that so, is it? Well, not even a young fellow like you can do that on an empty stomach. Come to the farmhouse for some bread and jam.
Oh, that idea is a good one.
Not you, Garib. You've got work to do. Come on, Mr. Cole.
Just Cole's fine, actually, Mr. Ambar.
And I ain't got any time for mistering either.
There's your tea. Enjoy. Now, I've got chores, so...
Please, stay with me. I can't eat alone.
Why not?
I meant, well, it'd feel strange. Please, I would enjoy your company.
Would you now?
Yes.
That's rich. Tell Father that. Many's the young man who's come a-courting who's given up on poor Aleed.
Is that your name?
Don't be about to say it's a pretty name. It ain't, but it's my name and I'll stick with it. Want me to pour the tea?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Only I'm bound to get it on your shoes. Funny shoes, mind.
Part of my pilot survival suit. The whole thing, well, it's like a spacesuit. You know them?
Yeah.
Well, it's sort of a comfy version of one of those. In an emergency, it can help keep me alive.
Does it have to be orange?
Yeah, that's just the colour they make 'em.
You can spread your own jam, can't you?
Yes.
Never made tea for a god before?
I'm not a god. Nor, I think, is the man I came here with. We're both... Well, I suppose we're fleeing from the Great War.
So the dairymaids all told me.
They know all that. But I came straight here.
Gossip's faster than any space vehicle. Have some damson jam. It's the last pot my mother made.
Oh, why'd she stop?
She died.
I'm sorry.
Have some jam.
It's delicious.
Don't. Mum made horrible jam. That's why I'm trying to clear it up. So, tell me, you've come here to our farm in the middle of nowhere. You've told us all you're going to save the world. How?
I have absolutely no idea.
Dear me, you don't. You had no idea.
None.
Look at the two of us. You're trying to save the world. I'm growing grapes. And neither of us has a clue.
I'll work something out. But this valley, so peaceful. Nothing bad can happen here.
Oh, believe me, my friend. Something bad can happen anywhere.
You've settled in quickly.
As have you. Turns out old Farmer Klosk, lovely man, was only too happy to clear off for a little and leave me to it.
That's very trusting of him.
I have that kind of face. So, tell me, while you haven't been saving the world, what have you been doing?
Well,
What do you think you're doing?
I'm trying to fix your water pump.
But thank you, and leave it alone. It's been like that for 100 years.
But it doesn't work properly.
Point is, mister, it works. You come fiddle-faddling with it and it may not work at all. It's a good pump.
But it could be a better one. I have engineering training. I know what I'm doing.
Can't you clear off and save the world?
I'm not sure the world needs saving yet, but If I can fix your water supply, then I'll be doing some good.
There's nothing wrong with it that strong grit can't mend. See?
Fascinating. That proves that the fault is with the mechanism. And also that you could probably strangle me with one hand.
You can do it at chickens. It's not much more to you.
Right, then.
You've broken it.
No. No, I've simply stopped it working.
In order to see how it works.
You could see how it worked a minute ago, and now it don't.
It's this valve here. Hasn't been replaced for years.
No, it works.
Your technology is strange.
So's your nose.
I mean, spacesuits, spaceships, water pumps, you're aware of them, but you don't seem...
bothered?
Yeah.
In grandfather's time, we realised what was happening up in the sky and figured we wanted no part of it. There's no end of junk lying about, cluttering up good fields.
So you extrapolated from the war above that technical advancement would place you in danger and so retreated into a stagnant agrarian society.
Fancy. We kept our heads down and our mouths shut.
You know, that was probably a smart thing to do.
Thank you kindly.
No, I mean it. No electrical emissions, no advanced technology. You slipped under the radar. Not that you have radar.
We use it for scaring crows, sometimes.
Well, does that even... Never mind. Maybe that's what I'm here to do.
You're saying that not having technology's kept us alive, and you want to give us technology. So that you can kill us all?
No, that would be daft.
Huh?
It's more that I mean that I can help by fixing the things that you do have. Like this pump. See? Just one more twist and... Come on! Oh, God, I can't stop it! Oh, God, come on!
You certainly fixed that pump!
But you got the pump working.
Oh, yeah. Better than ever. I caught a lead kicking it the other morning.
Oh, charming creature.
How's the wine coming along?
Slowly. I'm beginning to understand the cunning of the humble grape. Here, try this one.
That's horrible.
Yes, isn't it? Yes. They're not ready. You can't harvest them when they first appear. You must leave the fruit on the vine to ripen and mature, and only then harvest. Why, there are some blights which are said to sweeten the eventual wine. You have to know. But I have to say, I feel like these vines understand me. They've almost welcomed me with open arms. As your family has you.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Gariv! Gariv! Come back!
You've upset him.
I thought he'd be pleased.
Well, he ain't, Cole. He ain't.
But, Anvar, I only mended your bridge.
Yeah. For nigh on 20 seasons since he were first a shepherd, Gariv have driven his sheep through the river. And then you clatter along and mend the bridge for him.
I don't understand.
You've as good as told him he don't do his job well enough.
That's nonsense. He's an excellent shepherd.
How would you know?
I wouldn't, sir. It's just that... Well... Surely you can see I've made his job easier.
Worst thing you could have done.
What?
Making his job easier is as good as telling him he's getting too old to do it. Gariv will be afeard I'll turf him out of his cottage and get some new idiot from the village.
But you won't.
Of course not. Gariv may be a dolt, but the sheep love him. He don't try and outsmart them.
The sheep... They're getting washed downstream.
And that's why I need Gariv. Look, you stay there, sort it out, I'll get him. He'll be crying behind a bush. All right?
But...
And don't try doing anything clever.
Like?
Teaching him to swim.
It's idiots. Well,
come here, you. Oh, come on, you stupid...
There you are.
Yes. Drinking wine, reading a book by a lantern. Bit of peace. Quiet. You've come to shout at me, haven't you?
As if I would.
You would?
There's space on that blanket for two. Legit.
There.
Did you bring another glass? Never mind, I'll take yours.
No.
Ugh. How did you find this in Father's cellar? It's awful.
I don't really know anything about wine.
Oh, there's a mercy. It'll keep your mucky paws out the grape press, which is working perfectly, I'll have you know.
Stop it.
No.
I've had a really rough day.
Have you?
Yes. And I've some kind of infection. Look, this black lump on my arm.
I thought you had your special suit.
I took it off when I was resting the sheep.
And then you got that lump?
Yeah. I don't want to make a fuss. If it's something the sheep carry, you know, in case your father has to shoot the sheep.
Come here, let me take care of that.
Careful. Oh, it's huge. Is it a tumour?
No.
Oh, wait, it's gone.
Yes, it's in my hand. Look.
Oh, what the hell?
Your tumour just fell off. You're cured.
You're laughing at me and... Oh, my God, it's crawling around. What the hell is that thing?
It's a sheep tick.
What?
It's harmless. Here. Tiny little critter. Been having a feast on your blood.
That's my blood. Oh.
Oh, you. Look on the bright side.
No. I built a bridge, I did a good thing, and now everyone hates me. And you're laughing at me, and things are starting to eat me alive,
oh,
and...
Shut up. Let me tell you something. You know what Dad found Gaurav doing? Walking up and down that bridge. So he went up and joined him on it. And I left them. They were jumping up and down on it and doing a jig. We may not like change, but we get there in the end.
Right.
Like I got used to you.
Oh.
You're like this wine. After a while, bearable.
Bearable?
Yeah.
Oh. That was unexpected.
Wasn't it? Shall we kiss again?
Sure.
Why, will you look at that? We kiss, and all of a sudden there's pretty lights in the night sky. What space magic is this?
They're beautiful. And they're moving. Get up.
Oh, ow.
Come on. We have to get indoors.
Oh, sure. I'll just gather up the things.
No, leave the blanket, leave everything. We have to get inside.
What?
Those moving lights, they're not good. Come on.
What's happening?
We're under attack. Get down!
Oh, some fresh air. Oh. That was quite some vintage, wasn't it?
It was just a glass.
Indeed. Moderation in all things.
The air's nice.
Isn't it? So peaceful here.
I notice you've put up fencing.
Oh, yes. Just a precaution, really. To keep the vines in.
Mm.
Tell me, that explosion the other night, has there really been nothing more since?
No. I'm puzzled by that.
Yeah, I think it was just some spent ordnance, a tiny bit of fallout from some infernal device or other.
Really?
I took my ship to the city just to see what I could hear. Nothing.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yes, but I just wondered if you'd noticed anything, that's all.
Nothing. At the time, it felt like the end of the world, but no.
That's what I like about you, Cole. For some people, it's always the end of the world. But not for you.
Thank you.
Now, let's be naughty. This is one of Mr. Close's rarest vintages. I think we should toast our continued survival with it.
I really shouldn't.
Oh, I insist. I've opened it now. Just look at it. Hold it up to the lamp. The effort, the random beauty that went into creating this heady perfection. And now it's open to the elements. Bacteria already turning this delicate flavor to vinegar. To not drink this? Oh, it would be such a waste.
Okay, then.
Good man. Now, what should we toast?
Here's to the world not ending?
Capital. To the world not ending.
All right, my love. All right, my pretty. Be good, my love.
Are they all like this?
Be the whole flock. Ah, engineer, there you are.
You wanted me? What's going on?
The sheep are sick. Could this be something you did?
Me?
Well, when you fixed the water pump, did you put something in the water? Don't matter, lad, just tell us.
No, I just replaced some of the washes and pins.
No chemicals?
None.
You're unsure? Because I'm thinking that pump's now connected to that fancy new irrigation system you fixed us up with.
Father.
I gotta ask him, really.
Father. Hey,
stay out of this. Mr. Cole, I'll ask you again, and plainly, have you done something that could have accidentally poisoned sheep and is it seeping into our crops?
No. I assure you, no. That all I put up, it's just pipes. Simple plastic piping. If it was lead, that'd be a different story, of course.
Fair enough. See the lead? Let ask, that's all. Still, something's gone into them. I'll walk the fields, see if they've been eating devil clover.
Is there anything I can do to help?
No. Poor Gaurav. He's a miracle worker with his sheep. I've got basic veterinary training, but I'm better at birthing them. Just leave us to it.
Well, I'd like to help. Tell me what I can do.
No. I don't think you had anything to do with it. Nor does Father. Not really. But Gaurav, he's suspicious.
Well, after everything I've done...
Don't make this about you. Man's trying to save his flock. If you tried assisting, he'd stop helping his sheep and follow you round.
He's such a bumpkin.
We all are to you, Skyman. Now, won't you go and read a book with long words and small print, and we simple yokels will try and save some lives.
But...
See you later. Hey, Father. Where's Gaurav? Is he not coming for dinner? Smells delicious.
No, said he weren't feeling up to it.
Pity. I understand. Poor man.
Aye. He never did like eating his own sheep. But we got so many of them, we'll not go short.
Are you sure they're safe to eat?
Skyman looked at the bodies, said it were fine.
So you trust him now?
Making sure he eats his fair share of mutton, too. If he don't touch his plate, then neither do I. Sure, it don't smell funny. Only, I'm still worried.
No, Father. Smells heavenly. Come now, Pinsir. Come on. Push! That's right. Come on. You're nearly there.
It hurts. It hurts bad. You over soon?
No, I know I've been saying you're nearly there for hours. But this time, I promise you, you're so close. Go on.
Anything I can do to help? Leave the kettle boiling? Or...
No!
Just, you know, in case you change your mind.
Go and wait downstairs with Shabrol. Play some more cards.
I must have. He already won all my money.
Then win it back off him. Shoo!
Sorry, Shabrol. Nothing doing. You and me are going to have to play cards.
Be she okay?
In fine voice.
Oh, I can hear that. Twins? Never had twins before. Maybe that's why I'm taking twice this long.
Maybe. Shall I shuffle? Right then. I'll try and win back some of tomorrow's lunch money. Tell you the truth, getting a bit sick of lamb kebabs. So, let's see the cards we've been dealt, shall we?
We should play out the hand. Don't do the women folk good to know when worried.
Ah, right, of course not. Let's be totally casual. I'll lead with a... seven.
And I've 2 8s.
Look, should I just put the kettle on?
Why? You don't want in tea?
No, for the women, in case...
No. Just put a card down.
Sure. I've a 9.
And I've 2 more.
Oh, thank God. Do you want us? I can put the kettle on.
No, Cole. Just Shabril. Just Shabril, please.
No. Pincer?
Go to her, Shabril. She needs you.
What?
Both of them.
But how?
I don't know. Please. I don't know.
Should I... I could put the kettle...
Oh, forget about the kettle!
Would you like a cup of tea?
Actually, yes. I'd love a cup of tea. Sorry. Just a blink of a sit-down. And I got to go back and save Pinsir.
What?
It's like she put all her life into those children. And it weren't enough. I'm dog-tired.
I feel so helpless.
That's because you are.
I came to save this world. Couldn't even save those children.
Oh, just see to that kettle and give me a moment's peace. Cole?
I'm here.
You're reading? Oh, of course you are. Oh, this is taking it out of me. I'm feeling my age.
24.
I'm old for a farm girl. Most of us drop dead at 30.
You're kidding.
Dare. Budge up.
Enjoy the view. Get your breath back.
Not had a quiet moment for days.
How's Gorith?
No better than the others. Can't find out what's wrong with him. I'm doing my best.
Is it an infection? From the sheep?
You know nothing about farms.
No, but what about the ticks? Can they carry something?
Now you're interested for yourself.
I try not to be. And I've got you to tell me when I'm being unbearable.
Don't think you can offer me the same service.
Just trying to provide a bit of normality. Just your boring sky man and this lovely view.
Liz. Oh, you look at that.
What?
Dewsbury should be in flare by now. But look at him. As bare as midwinter. Just leaves. The old crop.
Is that bad? They look all right to me.
Come on. Gonna have to have a look. Then better tell Dad. He'll have to get out of his sick bed for this.
You know what I reckon, engineer?
I do.
I reckon that war of yourn found us. Are we of the same mind?
Yes. Whatever it was fell on this world.
Weapon of some sort? Poison? Plague?
I don't know. But my analysis, the crops, the animals, the children, the people...
Something has come to this world. And it hates life.
Poetic, but yes. It may not even be an attack. The war in the skies, they use time not just as a weapon, but also as an energy source.
Well, that work.
In complicated ways that I couldn't even begin to understand. But what landed on our world, it
our
could...
world, is it?
Your world, then?
No. Ours.
What landed, it could just have been spent fuel, that's all, leaking into this world and causing, well, I guess you'd call it temporal decay.
You guess wrong.
Fine, then. But whatever you call it, whatever the evidence is, it all points in the same direction. This world is dying.
You told Aleed?
No.
Terrified of her, eh? Wise boy. Spotted her, getting winded, running up and down the stairs for me. I told her to rest up. She needs it. She can't hold this valley together with her bare hands.
But how about you? How are you feeling?
Oh, not like the others. Not like poor Gorim. This is just a cold. I'm right in rain in a day or so. Talking of which, it stopped raining.
Yes. The pump's running dry. Pressure's dropping.
You mind you don't go out there by yourself?
Why not?
There's talk on the other farms. Just talk, that's all. Don't you worry about it. I'll handle them. Old Anvar will have a word, and there'll be no trouble.
Farmer Anvar, we mean you no harm. Just bring the Skyman out. You want words with him.
You want me to get a torch? We could set fire to the roof, smoke him out.
No. We'll give Anvar some time. He's a good man.
Good man? He's letting Skyman kill us all.
No, I'm not. Not killing you all. Nor am I afraid to face you. You've said you just want to talk to me peacefully. Then talk. I wasn't hiding. Just changing into my grab suit. You think of me as a Skyman. I'm just showing you what I really look like. I'm not a warrior. This is just a pilot's survival suit, see? I came to this world to save it. I didn't know how it would be attacked, but I knew that if it was, it would be my job to protect it. Here I am. You know me. I am not a bad man. I've worked on all your farms. I've mended equipment, installed irrigation systems. I've done what I can.
Well, it's no good if the crops are all dead.
No. But I'll use all my knowledge to try and help. This world has been attacked by a force from outside it, and, as an outsider, it's my job to try and fix it.
Oh, words! Tell that to my dead wife!
Listen, it's affecting all of us. I'll do what I can to help, that's all. Oh. The other thing about my pilot suit is that it protects me from things like being shot. I said I'd come out to talk to you peacefully. I have. You haven't honored that. Now, go away before I show you what else my suit can do.
What?
You heard me!
What else can your suit do?
Nothing.
They shot you?
Yes, they did.
Are you okay?
No. Stings like hell.
Come on.
All right, I've got your message. I'm coming out.
Good evening, Cole. I see you've brought new people for me to meet.
I'm Anvar.
And I'm Aleed.
Aleed, I've heard so much about you. Delighted to make your acquaintance. It's always a pleasure to see you, Cole. And your friends, of course. But tell me, what brings you here in the dead of night?
Please, we've come for your help.
My help? I'm a mere tender of vines. How can I help you?
We need food and water. Please you, sir.
Please, Let us inside the fence. We won't even need much. Just enough to keep the farm going for a couple of days.
You're right, sir. No livestock left to feed, just... just the farmhands and my daughter. The crops are all blasted. I've seen men chewing at the roots.
Oh, you poor things.
From the looks of it, sir, you have plenty. Your grapes do hang there so well.
Yeah, they do indeed, almost ready to harvest. But I'm shocked and saddened that Cole has brought you here. As he well knows, my one caveat when we came here is that I am not, absolutely not, allowed to interfere.
This isn't interfering, man. This is giving us food.
My people would, I'm afraid, interpret that as helping. And it pains me to admit I'm a coward. I know the horrors that would happen to me. I'm happy to give advice about a theoretical situation, but as to helping, I can't. I just can't. Ridiculous, I know, as there's nothing I'd like more.
You won't help us.
My dear sir, my hands are tied. Well, look, there's one thing I can do. I can take Cole inside my compound.
What?
After all, he doesn't belong on this world any more than I do, so I can take him away. That's all. Pathetic, isn't it?
Take a lead. Take her in my place.
No!
Please.
She means that much to you? I can see that she does. A woman worth a world. But alas, I cannot.
Come on, daughter. This isn't getting us nowhere. We won't take up any more of your time, sir.
Nor me yours. Please accept my sincere regrets. Oh, and if you should happen to pass that shed that lies just outside my fence, you'll notice it has a very weak padlock. I may happen to have accidentally left some very basic supplies in there for a rainy day. Not that it rains anymore.
Oh, thank you, sir. Bless you.
Thank you.
Let me know when you want to leave. Believe me, I'm staying here until you're finished.
I'm not giving up on them. Not yet.
Atta boy. I wish you good night. And good luck.
What are you doing? What are you doing? We can hear you in the farmhouse.
I'm making something.
I can see that. What are you making?
Sit down.
I'm fine.
Please.
Sure. It's not fair. This not affecting you at all. I want you to feel as lousy as I do.
That's why I'm making this.
You're deafening yourself.
Shush. I don't know why I'm not affected. Maybe I'm under my friend's protection.
Like a magic spell?
Yeah. Another reason could be my survival suit.
Is that magic too?
Stop that. Look at this. I'm making you a survival suit.
Typical. When a man tries to sew, he decides to sew in tin.
What do you think, though? See? This fits onto this, and then these two parts... Come here. Slip on you like...
Ow! Mind my hair!
Oh, get it out the way, then. Is that... Right, there we are. OK. How's that? Don't you like it? How does it fit? Does it feel okay?
I look like a bat.
Look, I'll work on the design. It's the function that matters.
And what about the lower half? Do I get trousers or a skirt? Dad'll be furious if it's trousers.
Then I'll make you a pair of bronze trousers.
Will it work, though?
I think so. I'm working on building a resonance damper. Once you're encased...
Encased? I've never wanted you more.
Well, once you're encased, it should offset the temporal decay.
Sure it will.
I've got to do something.
I'm sorry, I'm not critiquing. I like my iron blouse. really?
It looks horrible, but it might work eventually. I can't have you getting as sick as the rest.
Thank you. Some people came looking for you.
People?
Just people. Glad you weren't in, that's all.
Did they want their pump mending?
No. They wanted to lynch you again.
Oh.
Hatred. There's a lot of that about at the moment.
Understandable.
You're not worried?
No. Yes, of course I am. But if I can get these suits working, then maybe it won't matter. How did you send them away?
Father told him you were at your friend's vineyard. They went there.
Old man, come out. Says you got food. Bring it out. What's the matter, eh? You a coward? You lot, bring that oil. We may not be able to climb your fence, but we can still set fire to your vines. Yeah. Burn your vineyard down.
Now, gentlemen, I'd rather you didn't. It promises to be a lovely vintage.
Are you going
to
stop us, old man? Look at you, standing there with nothing but your bare hands. What are you going to do to us, eh? Tear us limb from limb?
Now that's an invitation I cannot possibly refuse.
This thing is impossible to walk in.
I'll work on the joints. And trust me, you'll get used to it.
I doubt it. Wait, did you hear that?
What?
I thought I heard men shouting, carried on the wind.
Nope. Can't hear anything. So much work to do. Right, take the suit off and I'll work on it.
I better take Father his dinner up. He's weaker.
Do that. I'll be working on this in the stables. I'll come inside in a bit.
I knew I heard something. I'm sure of it.
Anvar? Anvar, I brought you a glass of water.
It tastes horrible.
That's all the water we have, sir. How are you feeling?
Oh, so tired. Are you my son?
No, sir. It's Cole. Listen. I've got something I want you to try on.
What? I don't understand. I'm happy in my pyjamas.
No, this is different. Huh? And it may make you feel better.
Is it a metal coffin?
No, sir. It's a survival suit. It should stabilise you until I can find a cure. Make you more comfortable.
Comfortable? We're starving. No water, dying, and you don't think wrapping us in saucepans is a good idea. Right.
Trust me. There we go. What do you think?
I can't see. It's so dark in here. I can't move.
Right, please. Please, sir. Try not to panic. Keep your strength, please.
Help me, please.
Sir, everyone's out in the fields. No one can hear you.
What?
Shh. I beg you to try and calm down. No one's coming. You'll have to get used to it by yourself.
Please, let me out. Please. What are you doing to me?
Please, sir. Anvar. Please relax. You'll get used to it. You've got to. It's your only chance. I'm not letting you out until you do. Right, there you go. I'm taking it off. I'm sorry.
What are you doing to me?
I was trying to save you. That's all. I'm sorry. I am sorry.
Get away. Get away from me, you. You're a monster!
You!
I'm sorry. Sorry about your father.
He's so ill and you... What? Imprisoned him in one of those things?
I know.
You could have killed him.
I was trying to save him.
You were... I know you were, but he's terrified. He's so weak and confused now. He thinks you attacked him.
I didn't. I wouldn't.
I should have been there.
Well, you'd have stopped me.
You're so right.
I'm building a visor into the headpiece so that people can see out.
You've only just thought of that?
I'm working in a hurry here.
Farmer Jostra has not been seen for a while, along with his men. The villagers are worried, saying he's been taken by aliens.
Might have been.
Everyone's getting afraid, angry.
I'm hoping these suits will help.
When they're not terrifying old men after death.
Again, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm worried. I'm worried because Dad's fading fast. I know the signs. First Gauriv, then Manasa and her girls. Now Dad.
Here, take this. I was going to take it to him myself, a peace offering.
You've made Dad a blanket?
It's actually woven from copper wire. I've used much of the same circuitry as the survival suits. It should stabilise him and won't scare him.
OK, thank you. I'll take this to him now.
And come back. I need to fit you for your suit again. You're doing very well, all of you. The more time you spend trying to walk, the more the suit will learn from you. Okay? Stop complaining, just be patient. Keep marching up and down. Come on.
Cole?
You? I haven't seen you for ages.
I'm keeping myself to myself, but I must say, this is all very impressive. The suits, I think they may be a solution.
They're a temporary measure. Until I can find a cure.
Yeah, of course. Excellent work. Crude, but forged by genius. This world owes you a debt of gratitude.
These are just the primary suits. The next iteration should have the ability to recycle objects in order to make more suits.
A cascading survival program. Oh, my dear Cole, if anyone can save this planet, it's you.
But you could help.
No, I cannot. This is your own little project. Although... Well, I couldn't help but notice that someone left a bundle of food and equipment lying behind that hedge over there. Careless of them.
Really? Come back!
Alas, no, my vines are nearly ready. I've a harvest to prepare for. Just do your best.
I feel so bad. So quick, eating me away.
Shh. The blanket should help.
It's too tight.
It needs to be, so it can work.
It's too late for me. Just hold my hand. Promise me. Promise me you'll save my family.
Don't.
Let me go. I'm so tired. The time you waste on me, you could be saving my family.
Well, I'll do my best for them. But it's you I have to save. I love you.
I know. Just save the others, please.
No.
Don't, please. Save them. I beg you. Otherwise, I'll get out of this bed and I'll do it myself. I can't move.
It's the blanket. It's taking control of your neurons. It's for the best.
I'm so tired. I'm so tired. Save them. Please. Save them. Save them. Save them. Skyman?
You're back?
I didn't go anywhere.
The blanket put you in a healing coma.
I feel better. Have you found a cure?
No. I fitted you with a new isolation suit. The material is softer, yeah?
Yeah.
It should dampen the effects of temporal decay.
So that suit's what's around my head?
I'm afraid so. You'll have to be completely encased for it to work.
Are you telling me Dad's in one of these things? How'd you get him into it? How'd you...
I'm sorry.
No. I ordered you to save him. I told you. I begged you. And you...
Elise.
What use are you? What use are you?
Well, all I...
Go away! Just go away! Leave me alone! Leave me! Daddy. Daddy. I'm so sorry. Daddy.
My dear, wake up.
You.
How are you feeling?
I've been better.
You're looking well.
You can tell, under all these wrappings.
Your enclosure is a trifle crude, but it is working. Cole appears to have worked marvels.
Cole?
He's doing his best. I know you will never forgive him for allowing your father to die.
No.
Finding a way to save a planet from the terrible war beyond takes time. He's working hard.
But my father...
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, but you must realize, if it hadn't been for Cole's work, I do believe your race would be extinct by now, wiped out without even a thought by some warring race or other.
That's not helping.
I know. You must feel terribly alone and very frightened. It's all right. You may confide in me.
Yes.
My dear, hold my hand. Take strength from me. Cole is trying to find a cure for this blight. Failing that, he is close to a solution that will allow your race to survive. I'm impressed. But no man is an island. Right now, he's as alone as you are. I would like you to believe in him. He needs your support. He is on the very edge of greatness.
This way. Come on. This way. I've got it finished. There isn't a moment to spare.
Cole. Cole. Oh, I'm out of breath. Let me just... Oh, it's the middle of the night.
There's not a moment to spare. Come on. It's working.
What is? Oh.
The first proper isolation suit.
Isolation?
Oh, isn't she a beauty? Get inside. Get in. Come on.
How?
Just step up and... Oh, you'll love this.
It just swung open.
I adapted the mechanism I used on the barn doors. Step in. Go on.
Is it safe?
Yes. Trust me. Get in.
If you're sure.
Yes.
It looks unfriendly.
It doesn't matter what it looks like. I came here to save the world. To save you.
This is it?
Yes. Step inside, please.
All right. It's very close.
Just be brave and watch out.
Oh, that's very tight. Oh, I'll get used to it, I guess.
Can you see out?
Just. The glass is very small.
Had to be. The suit has chronon distortion dampers built in. It'll keep the blight at bay.
This'll keep me safe until you find a cure.
There is no cure.
What?
I've looked. I even went to see my friend and begged. There's nothing. That weapon, it's ravaged this whole world. But inside these suits, your race will live on.
And how many hours do we have to wear these things for?
You...
Cole? Is it every day? Is that it?
You can never leave the suit.
What?
The suit will keep you safe, provide you with nutrition. It'll give you everything you need.
No, no, no. What have you done to me? Let me out. Listen to me. Let me out. What happened?
I'm sorry. The suit is also capable of controlling your panic.
But... what? That's why you kissed me before I got in.
I know. Selfish of me. I could never do it again.
I just want to hold your hand. To hold anyone's hand.
I know.
Cole?
Yeah?
I'm scared.
So am I.
Let me out. Please.
I can't.
What happens next? Tell me what happens to me now.
I'm sorry. I've got to go. Go outside. I've got to go now.
Cole! Cole. Please come back. Please. Don't leave me. What am I to do?
Magnificent.
We have searched and found five more survivors. We have placed them in ISO suits.
And how is the suit replication technology working?
Satisfactory, Master. Soon we will have found all survivors from the city.
Excellent. You're so determined. A whole new lease of life. And then what will you do?
And then we will spread out, combing the planet for any survivors.
I've done it. I said I'd save this race, and I have. Sort of.
And then we shall find those responsible for the destruction of our world, and we will wipe them out.
What?
It is the next step.
But you can't know who did it. It could be any one of several races.
Noted. Master, you will provide details of their locations.
No!
You will provide their locations. Or we will wipe out all alien life that we meet. We must have retribution.
Retribution!
No!
Retribution! Retribution!
Valentine's Day, all in the morning be time, and I am made at your window to be your Valentine. Cole!
Hello. I thought I'd come up and see you. What are you... let me pick that up for you.
Thank you. It is my childhood doll. Father gave it and me one wintertide. I was trying to hold her. These fingers cannot grip so well.
It's all a matter of practice. She's a very pretty doll. What's her name?
Grelly.
Hello, Grelly.
I wanted to pull her string.
Oh, yeah, right. I see.
I love you. I love you.
She's charming. How are you?
I am better. I was having trouble remembering my childhood.
Stabilization field may have side effects.
And the neurodamper. It is hard to be alive in here.
But you're coping better than some. You know the ISO suits I sent out looking for survivors? I encountered a squad today. They frightened me.
How so?
They're so... angry.
They've lost their world. They've lost their future. anger is understandable.
But they're so extreme. They want revenge.
That is reasonable. Maybe if we can find who caused this, it can be reversed. The alternative is a life in this shell, and that would be unbearable.
Yeah, but they were so angry. I was frightened.
You are frightened of your creation?
My... what?
You dedicated yourself to saving us. You have. You should be proud.
I'm not. I'm really not. I'm going for a walk.
It is a fine night, full of stars. Would you like me to come with you?
No. No, thank you. Good night, Elide.
Good night, Cole.
I love you. I love you.
Oh, God. The forest. I can't go on. I just can't.
We have found you.
Of course you have. There are thousands of you and one of me. What chance do I have? I've been running for days, days. And still you keep coming. Don't give up.
You are alien. You are free. You must be contained.
That's it, isn't it? You don't want to survive. You just want to destroy.
Yes. Yes.
You... wait. Elide? Is that you?
Yes.
Elide, it's me.
Yes.
Can you remember my name?
No.
But this clearing, we used to come here to hold hands and look at the stars.
Why?
Because we liked it.
Why?
What have I done to you? What have I done?
You have freed us. You have given us purpose.
I didn't mean to. I didn't.
You are our savior. And now we must destroy you.
No! No, let me go, please. Just a 10-second start. Like a game.
Game?
Please. Just count to 10 and then follow.
Why?
Because I asked. Elide.
One.
What?
Two.
I love you.
Three. Four. Five.
What have I done? And what do I do now?
Retribution.
Oh, God. What have I done?
Retribution.
Go, get in, quickly.
Retribution. Retribution.
I couldn't save them. I couldn't help. None of them. Elide.
Drink this. It's good.
What is it?
My wine. It turned out rather well. It'll help, believe me.
But those people, the...
Drink the wine.
You were right. I was a fool. It was pointless.
I'm afraid so.
You told me. You warned me. But I thought I knew better. I thought I could save them. And what have I done? Lead. I loved her, you know.
I know. But you tried. And in trying, you achieved incredible things.
I made a race every bit as bad as those fighting the Time War. And now, that race, the... They're going to try and leave that world, and if they do, they'll declare war on all other life.
Is that so? Well, don't worry about it.
How can you say that? I'm right, aren't I? Aren't I?
I beg you not to think about it.
Tell me. Tell me I'm wrong.
Would you like to see?
Yes.
See, they'll leave their world, they'll blast off into the skies, and that's where the trouble starts. If they leave their world, they'll spread out through the stars, looking for those who cause their misery, and when they fail to find them, they hold all creation responsible. But there is worse to come. You, my dear Cole, should not have survived the destruction of your world. You're a paradox, a man who should be dead. And those creatures you've created, they were spawned on a planet that should have died. A paradox made by a paradox. Imagine them let loose in a realm where causality is so fragile. They'll burst into the war like a flaming torch thrown into a sea of oil. If they leave their world, they'll burn the very stars and fill the emptiness of space with their screams.
Stop it! Switch it off!
Yeah, of course!
I'm sorry. Forgive me. I didn't know what I was doing. This is all my fault. Oh, God, you should have stopped me.
But you had the one thing the universe is lacking these days. Hope. I couldn't crush those dreams.
I wish you had.
Do you see now why I am sick of it all? Why I just wanted a rest? Men are not meant to decide the course of planets.
I've made a race that could wipe out billions, and you did nothing.
Perhaps I still had hope.
You could have stopped it.
Are you trying to blame me? An understandable reaction, I suppose. But everything that happened, every choice, was yours.
No, I see that.
The actions of an entire race are now your responsibility. You don't just bear the burden of their creation. You must also carry the names of every person, every planet they destroy.
Please. Please don't.
It's not a weight I'd wish on anyone.
Can you do something?
Would you want me to?
Yes, more than anything, please.
There may be something. After all, I saved you. Now, perhaps I can stop what you've done.
You'll do that for me?
Of course.
But how?
Don't worry. This is not my first time at the fun fair. Leave it to me. I'll take care of them. I have my ways.
Thank you. I can never repay you.
No, you can. You've barely touched your wine. You can correct that. I'm offended. I put a lot of effort into cultivating it. It has potential. Perhaps one day a real vintage. Come, bring a glass. We'll go and drink it somewhere more convivial.
But...
Hush but, now.
But imagine those creatures. If someone were to know that about them and found them and harnessed them, deliberately employed them as a weapon in your time war.
Perish the thought.
But I mean, you couldn't have made a better weapon if you wanted to. The chaos they could cause...
Ooh, the terrible notion. But my dear Cole, I beg you not to give them another thought. They're history.